Amy Hanks is part of Move to Amend here in Sonoma County. That's the organization that is trying to undo the Citizens United ruling across the country. Looking locally, however, they are making it an issue in local races in the coming election. How is that working?
What we did is we sent out an invitation to answer a questionnaire to candidates who Sonoma County voters will be voting for or against this November. The questionnaire basically asks if they support amending the Constitution to make it clear that corporations and other artificial entities do not have constitutional rights, that constitutional rights are solely supposed to be for human beings, and ask if and how they will use whatever office they get into to support the movement to amend the Constitution by passing resolutions, by proposing legislation, by speaking out publicly about the need for an amendment. So we sent our questionnaire to about 60 candidates, and about a third of them have responded. Some people have written back to me and said, this is not a local issue, and I really want to focus on local issues. For example, we sent it to every candidate who's running for city council anywhere in Sonoma County, because we know that, number one, corporate personhood, corporate constitutional rights, and campaign finance are local issues. They do have an impact on us locally. And we also know that many of the people who eventually will be representing us at the state and federal level start at the city and county level and move their way up, and we want to get their commitment early on.
And what kind of responses then have you been getting from people who really engage with the issue?
Pretty much anyone who responded has responded positively. The people who have not responded, it's unclear. Are they just too busy to respond, or do they not agree that we need an amendment to the Constitution to overturn Citizens United and the McCutcheon ruling? They've kind of left themselves vulnerable to what the voters might think.
And voters have a chance to see what all the responses are. How?
I'll give you two websites. MoveToAmendSonomaCounty.org has all the results relevant to Sonoma County voters. Just click on the Pledge to Amend campaign, and you can see everything listed there, all the results we have so far. And then if people want to see what the results are nationally, they can go to MoveToAmend.org. In the little search box, put in Pledge to Amend, and they'll find a link to the results nationally. Nationally, over 200 candidates have responded, most of them in the affirmative. Most of the results on the national website, office holders for the state and federal level.
How much of this is an effort just to keep this issue in the public eye?
You know, Move to Amend works from a grassroots level. We're all about educating the public, making sure the public understands what is going on with our democracy. Unfortunately, even in Sonoma County, the reality is there are a lot of people who don't know what Citizens United is, don't know the extent to which the Supreme Court has disenfranchised the American public. So it's important to keep it in the public eye, but it's really important just to educate the public so that they can get involved and take action.
As you've looked over the results you've seen, has it changed any of your voting decisions coming up?
My voting decisions were pretty clear already, but I hope that your listeners will certainly look at it and that it will influence how they decide to vote.
All right, Amy. Well, thanks very much for taking time to talk with us about it.
Thank you so much, Bruce.